Senator Linda Wilson, who is in the minority, as the Republicans have been in the state Senate for about the past half dozen years now, and in the state House for over 20 years, joins us on the John Carlson Show. Good morning, Linda Wilson. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm great.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
So now that the dust is beginning to settle, what are the options going forward, in your opinion?
Well, it sounds like there is going to be a federal case going forward. I don't know all the specifics about that, but I understand it has to do with interstate commerce. So I would suppose anything that happens on the outside of Washington state transaction is probably what is the concern here. I don't know if that's going to, I don't know how far that will go or how long it will take. That's the issue is, you know, once the Supreme Court rules here, then that's kind of a done deal. So they're going to have to get, figure out a way to go forward so that they can, hopefully we can overturn this somehow, because you're right, it's quite the outlier. I mean, nobody else in the country, no other state, and the IRS calls this an income tax. They do call it an income tax. They don't call it an excise tax.
No, the IRS and every other state that levies a tax on investment income calls it an income tax because, again, you're taxed on your income, on your profit. Mm-hmm. Whereas with an excise tax, when you say sell your home, you are taxed on the sale price of the home itself, not on the profit you make from selling your home. So anyway, put that aside. There's only two ways that I can see this being struck down in any kind of timely manner that doesn't involve, you know, a gambit in the federal court system, which can take a while. The first would be a wholesale change in the complexion of the state legislature and a Republican governor in 2024. That is very unlikely. It's possible, but unlikely. The second way is to gather enough signatures to put this on the ballot to strike down as a ballot initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any appetite for making that happen?
Well, I haven't heard it yet, but again, this is a fairly new, you know, we only heard about it last week. So I'm sure there's people thinking about that, because that seems to be the quickest way to overturn this, since it makes no sense. And the people don't want any form of income tax, which this opens the door to down the line. Or, of course, this then, the specifics in the tax itself can change. So, you know, the amount changes, the exemption changes, or the things that they decide to tax. And that's probably out there. I mean, I'm sure that they're already frothing to do that once they determine that they need more money and more revenue coming in. So I'm sure there's something out there happening, but I haven't heard specifically about it yet.
If that doesn't happen, then I don't see this tax being undone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're really about to hear from, if you will, Seattle's investment class, whether they have the stomach to push back and fight back on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. If you had, you know, a shot across the bow of abortion rights supporters, you would immediately see, you know, an outcry and a vow to take their case to the people and strike it down. If someone tried to outlaw firearms on a broad basis, you would have an immediate outcry and an attempt to defend the Second Amendment, strike down the law. Again, you'd be fighting in court as well. Mm-hmm. But you'd take your case to the people. And so you've you've got this tax, very controversial in how it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the investment class in Washington State, which has literally hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, they are estimating that this tax brings in, is it $1 billion a biennium or $1 billion a year?
Linda? I think it's a biennium.
Okay, $1 billion. So that's hundreds of millions of dollars a year at stake. If they aren't willing to stand up and fight, well, then why should anyone else?
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because I just saw an article in my own district, and we have an investment company moving who came up from California, and he just said within
Fisher?
A day or two of this happening, we're out of here.
Fisher?
We're leaving. Fisher.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think Ken Fisher has already left, but his company was still here, and I think he just said, you know what, we're leaving. Mm-hmm. And they have that option. You know, I know of a lot of people of means who left the state after, or were making plans to leave the state when they imposed one of America's highest death taxes.
Right. And they're looking at that to go up this year.
And now they're also thinking, I don't know what the status is of the so-called wealth tax.
Well, it didn't get out of Ways and Means. So at this point, it's not moving from the Senate. Now, today is when the budget comes out from the House, so we'll find out more about that. But if it doesn't move this year, it's certainly on the table.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's an option where they will tax you simply for being wealthy, not for anything you do, not for any transaction, not for what you buy, not for what you sell, but just for being rich.
Right.
You will have to pay 1% of your
global wealth.
Of your global wealth every year to the state.
Right.
So again, Washington is very quickly becoming a state that is not only not friendly to wealthy people, particularly entrepreneurs who want to start a company, it's getting downright hostile.
Right.
And,
that's exactly right.
And so, you know, we will see again whether there's going to be a fight against this or not, or whether people are just going to react the way that more than just Fisher Investments, a couple of companies have already said, you know what, this really is the straw for us, this really is the end point, we're out.
Right. Well, and that's happening across the board. I mean, Ken Fisher said in 2010, when that initiative was out there and the people voted it down, he said if it didn't pass within 5 points, then he would leave anyway, because that's too close. Well, it didn't. It was, again, pretty broad. It was over 60%. But he warned us then that that would happen. And so he's watching what was happening in this state and then made the decision. Like you say, he's in Texas himself. So, but there's a heck of a lot of jobs out there in Camas that employ. He employs.
Sure.
So, you know, it could devastate the community if they all move out and go to Texas. You know, and on top of that, we have I have another gentleman in my district who is a very big philanthropist, and this caps it out at $100,000, and you know that the community benefits from that. So far beyond the $100,000 that's allowed to not tax.
Yeah, no. When wealthy people leave, they not only take jobs with them, they not only take income with them. There's also just the, you know, what they do for the civic life and the charities throughout the community they were from. I mean, they take a hit too. Everything, you know, from feeding the poor to underwriting the ballet. You know, I mean, they all benefit from that. It's like the state of Washington is now saying, instead of saying, we really love having you here, we're so glad you're here, now they're saying, You know, it's a privilege for you to even be here, and therefore you need to give us more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's how the B&O tax started. It was a temporary tax to have the privilege of having a business in Washington. And now it's been permanent for a very long time.
Okay. Yep. By the way, while I have you here and we have about 60 seconds left, what do you see happening on the police chase bill front?
I heard that it's kind of languishing over there in the House, that it's not moving. And in fact, we are going through our amendments on the budget today in Ways and Means. And I actually have an amendment on there that if that bill doesn't move, then neither does the study that they want to have. So we'll see about that.
Okay.
Well, great, see where Linda. The appetite is.
State Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th District, Southwest Washington. Thanks for joining us on the John Carlson Show.
Thank you, John.
You got it.
Day.
All right.